Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Instead of pointing at the Baltimore Positive, I've been doing this lately. It's my little Pac-Man game that I play here. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have given me the Pac-Man giveaways. We're going to be giving these away in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week. We're going to be at Greenmount Bowl next to Greenmount Station, next to where you can wager and do horse racing, but all of that, but you can bowl, even duck pin bowling. We're going to be doing the show there talking about the horse racing industry with my pal David Richardson, and we're going to have real crab cakes. I promise you that. I'm not going to Hampstead without having a crab cake at Greenmount Station. The Orioles play at 4 p.m. out on the West Coast against Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'll be giving these away there at Greenmount Station. That happens next Wednesday. Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's at the new Lexington Market. We were there last Friday. We'll be there next Friday. Every Friday, the Orioles are there, except maybe one in June. We're going to be there from 2 until 5. Luke joins us there. I will have Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping my water very, very clean here for me. So my engine is running clean because I got all these crab cake tour dates out, and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare keep my car clean, make sure the oil stays clean in that. So as we get the crab cake tour out on the road, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Seth Elkin is my old pal from the Maryland Lottery. Now, John Martin usually comes on. Sometimes Doug brings some winners on. We had just a great, great winner story on the Ravens, a winner for 20 years last month when we had a visitor here. We had Barbara Jean last year coming on talking to us about home run riches. And Seth, I skipped you Pittsburgh week. A lot of folks, you know of our little cameos we make around here. Do you have a Clemente jersey?
I do not. I've got the Stargell jersey, as you well know, from last year. I purposely didn't bring it since we skipped Pirates week this week. But
By the way, I saw a picture of Pops and Pete Rose the night before the 73 All-Star game. I don't even know where the 73 – I have to think about where the 73 All-Star game was. Kansas City maybe? I don't even remember. But either way, it was this great period piece picture of them at a cocktail party, really dressed to the nines. Dude, Willie Stargell looked like Clyde Frazier. He had this pinstripe suit on. He looked killer. Like, I looked at him. I'm like, I want that suit, Willie, you know? But Willie Stargell, we have a little bit of a sordid relationship here in Baltimore with that.
Black and gold is how I remember him. I don't know. The only pinstripes I remember were those pinstripe jerseys that they wore in the late 70s, which you can actually buy one now. I saw them that they for the longest time you couldn't find them. You could buy a black one or a gold one, but you couldn't get that that pinstripe version from the late 70s, but now you can.
So I must confess to you, first off, it was a rough weekend in Pittsburgh for the Orioles. You know, there was rough weather weekend in Pittsburgh and for Oriole fans there as well. So we can get to all of that, and we can do our usual Steelers. Who's your quarterback? Russell Wilson. We can do all of that, but I will say this. I'm going to show you a little bit of respect. And because the Pac-Man tickets are gold in a very nature, I found myself in Fort Myers, Florida, since the last time we talked. About 3 weeks ago, the Orioles are playing the Red Sox in that last spring training game. It was like Friday night. I went down to JetBlue ballpark because I wanted to see. It looks like a spaceship landed there. But when you go inside, it looks like Fenway Park. It's weird. And it's been there 10 years. It's one of the parks I really wanted to see. And I went there, and I was out in the outfield. It was a beautiful night, sun setting. It was, you know, 70 degrees, Florida, South Florida. And I looked to my left, and there's a guy sitting on the grass in right field. And he's wearing a pirate hat. And he's all alone, having a beer, enjoying himself. Probably was from one of Yinzers. And I went over to him, and I'm wearing my Luis Aparicio gray 1969 White Sox. Have you seen this jersey?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, hold on. I might be able to reach it. Hold on. If I can reach it, because I have it right offset. Let me see if – yeah, hold on. I'm going to have it, Seth. I'm gonna get it for you. Hold on. I'm going to come back. Do you want to wear it or just show it to you?
See, had I known about this, I would have worn the Stargell jersey again.
Looks better on me. This is my Louis. I was wearing this. Okay.
That's nice. Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty sweet. Right. So I'm wearing this. It actually has it has this really cool patch on it. If you go and look, it was a 1969 jersey. It was the 100th anniversary of Major League Baseball was 69. You can find Bowie Kuhn wearing all sorts of things. And the 69 All-Star game was in DC. Give you a little baseball history while we do some Maryland Lottery. So I'm wearing this and I'm out in the outfield. My hair is out. You know, people are looking, thinking, who's the weirdo in that cool jersey? So I bought that on the internet for like $58. So like really, yeah, value. So I see the guy in the pirate hat. And I went over to him, and it was not just a pirate hat. It was the 71 Clemente, you know, that Danny Murtaugh, you know, pre-Chuck Tanner. It wasn't the
mustard
disco.
Gold.
Yeah, mustard, yeah. Mustard gold with the very understated. My dad owned that hat for some reason. My dad liked that hat. You know, it was sort of the early Richie Hebner, 72, 73, mm-hmm. Bill Madlock. Before that, I'm trying to think of who the player. Oh, Al Oliver, maybe, like, yep, in that era, right? Maybe even a little Jerry Royce, but yep. Either way. Yeah, I'm just thinking of that era, thinking of all the baseball cards, 72, 73, 74, because it's such a good looking hat. I turned to him, and it's an Oriole Red Sox game. I looked at him and I said, I'm from Baltimore. I hate everything about Pittsburgh, but that's a great hat. That's an awesome hat. And he said, thanks, dude. You know, so it was like one of those things. So we had a moment, with a Pittsburgh person. And by the way, I want to throw this to you. Did you attend our Night of Heroes 10 years ago when I brought Mike Tomlin and Brian Billick and John Harbaugh together?
I was not there, no.
Are you familiar that this existed?
Yeah, vaguely, yes.
It is featured at the end because it came later in my life. But the 25th anniversary documentary is released at 5:08 next Thursday, the 25th. And it has Mike Tomlin, your guy, delivering a very special message. Okay?
I will definitely check that out for sure.
I think it was a good plug. Seth Elkins here from the Maryland. So I cannot begin to tell you. Is there anything you want to say about the Pirates beating the Orioles before we get to home run riches?
That was a fun series, you know. That opening weekend, that opening day game, was not so great. The weather was pretty foul that day, but a couple of nice days after that, and nice to see them take 2 of 3 in their season home opener. So, was happy about that. Gunnar Henderson wasn't so happy if he hadn't made that bobble. Maybe the Pirates don't win that last one, but you know, good start to the season for the Pirates. The Pirates had a good start to the season last year too. And I made the mistake of saying out loud, hey, they have the best record in the National League. And it all kind of fell apart after that.
So. Well, April baseball is different, right? And I guess the other part of that series specifically, it's just kind of a shame that the Phillies are coming down here in June. It's going to be beautiful. You know, like these regional series, when we get together with the Pirates, that would be a much more fun series to go up to Pittsburgh for a weekend in June or July. I think, you know, during regatta, that would be, did I say that right?
Pretty close. Yeah.
That's I could go up. I could fake it for a weekend up in Pittsburgh. Home run riches. I mean, the Maryland Lottery, you mentioned, and you'll be honest with me, and Doug always is, that your Ravens tickets have become by far the biggest second chance. Everybody wants to win, to get on the plane trip with Roquan Smith and have him bring cheesecake to the specialty things. But home run riches is one of those things. And I'll say this out. Out loud, I would say this if Cal Ripken were sitting here, is now one of the owners. For years, I think the baseball brand has been devalued by losing. Certainly, you're talking about Pittsburgh and, you know, the difference between the football team and the baseball team there, that winning matters a lot. I would think that home run riches has picked up a lot. It's in front of people. More people are watching. More people are there. They're hitting more home runs. And every time the bases are loaded, I think of you dirty dogs at the Maryland Lottery. I think $5,000, $5,000, $5,000. So you at least, you know, the Grand Slam thing adds a little special sauce because we load the bases a lot around here with 15 hits, Seth.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with this, and you're right. I think right after Ravens, people eagerly anticipate this contest every year too. People who are baseball fans, they know it's coming, and as soon as spring training starts, we start hearing from people, "Hey, when can I enter to be contestant of the game?" And the other thing that happens too is because it gets mentioned on the game broadcasts, we start hearing from people during the games. They'll email and they'll say, "Hey, how do I get to be a part of that?" Because they see it mentioned, and particularly they see it mentioned when the Orioles hit so many home runs, which they have been. As we're speaking now, it's 4 games in a row that the Orioles have hit 3 home runs, which is the first time they've done that in 11 years.
So giving away money, giving away John Martin's money. That's where he is. He shouldn't be here today. He's too busy giving the money away. That's what he's doing for all the winners.
So we've had a nice little run here just to go through who those winners are.
I see their names every night, and I was going to bring this up with John. We had somebody from Pennsylvania the other day. Yeah, we get out of state people, right?
Yeah, nice little run here. Mariana Johnson from Oakland, Maryland. So that's almost out of state, all the way out in the western.
No. I've been to Oakland. Good people out there. I've done some downtown thrift shopping there, and I love if there's ever a place in the state that you want to go. How often do you drive home to Pittsburgh?
Probably once or twice a year.
I'm going to give you a really cool thing to do, all right? And it's going to sound very, very crunchy granola, but this is, you know, one of the reasons the Maryland Lottery sponsors me is I do go from Ocean City to Oakland, and I've done this the last couple of summers, and I've discovered, like, I had never been to Deep Creek Lake. I had never been past Cumberland. I mean, so many amazing, you know, the fishing out there, like all this stuff that's available out there. It's a place called Swallow Falls Park. It's literally a waterfall. And it's a very, very manageable park. It's got a pathway that's very flat. It's not like weird or anything. There's not even a lot of bugs because of the moving water. It's the most beautiful place in the state. And I'll go Ocean City. I'll go Inner Harbor, Key Bridge, all the things we love here and all the vistas. I would tell you that it's in Western Maryland, just outside of Oakland, just a little west, called Swallow Falls State Park. It's beautiful. So there, have at it, Oakland.
It's nice territory out there.
It's nicer than Oakland, California. I promise you, I've been to both.
Right on the edge of the Appalachians there. So it's kind of, it feels like home territory to me, the landscape out there.
How much money did she win?
It was $2,000. So each one of these where they've had three home runs, you get $500 if you're selected as a contestant in the game. And then you get $500 for each home run the Orioles hit in your game, unless it's a grand slam. And we haven't had one of those yet, but it's $5,000 this year.
Well, we're going to have several. What's the over under on grand slam? We had six last year, right? Is that right? The right number?
Six. And there have been so far, it's still early, but there've been 16 opportunities for Orioles hitters with the bases loaded. Through the magic of Baseball Reference, I can tell you that. You and I, when we were growing
Dude,
up,
you're
we had
good. I was wondering, like, are you reading from the – did they give you a press pass in Brett Hollander's dog, no, too? Seriously, it sounds like you're reading from the press notes.
Baseball Reference. You and I, when we were growing up, all we had was the backs of baseball cards, right? So now
– Listen, I have Barry Bloom on all the time, and if you can Google Barry Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, he's a wonderful – young old timers, John Stedman would say, in my 25th anniversary next week. But I used to read his work in the Baseball Digest. I mean, I'm a baseball family. You know this. I mean, it's one of the you and I would have a lot of fun going to a ball game together because we'd sit and talk ball. But like, I like people that can talk ball. Like I hate that you have a Willie Stargell jersey. I would love you more if you had a Clemente one. Like I would, you know what I mean? Even I have a Clemente shirt. While we honor Jackie Robinson this week, that's cool too. But like, give me some Clemente love. I guess the history of the game and, you know, and grand slams and numbers and stats and now new stats, you know, launch angle and spin rate and, you know, all the stuff that Luke twirls my way and all that stuff. But we do come from an era where like we were starving for any little, my dad bought Sporting News every week because it had all the box scores and he could see what Ted Sizemore did 2 weeks ago for the Cardinals, you know?
I had some of those same experiences. Yeah.
I see. Yeah. That's why you know how many grand slams, and you'll be the one texting me now the minute we hit a grand slam and somebody wins $5,000. So, and you know, the one night we hit one, we'll hit two. You watch, mark my words on that.
So you mentioned six grand slams last season. Here's the interesting thing to me again, through the magic of Baseball Reference, I would have lost much of my childhood to this website if it existed when I was a kid. Colton Cowser, off to that great start, right? He has had six grand slam opportunities this season. He's hit four home runs so far as we're speaking. He hasn't hit a grand slam yet, but he's been up to the plate six times with the bases loaded. So every time that happens, you got an opportunity for whoever our contestant in the game is to end up winning $5,000. So to me, that really kind of ramps up the excitement. Every time the bases are loaded, it gets interesting for us around here.
Well, you know, I've never been a sports wagerer. It would have been the number one reason they would have taken my press credential away. I've said that many, many times, that if I were involved in any of that, so I had never wagered. But I did put a tweet out the other night, on Tuesday night, after they got 15 hits. I said, I'd like to bet on how many times they will get 15 hits this year, this team. So I bet home runs are one thing, and they hit a couple of those every night too, right? Giving away John Martin and the Maryland Lottery's money in the home run riches game. But from a hit standpoint, that would be some weird exotic thing where I'd look at them and say, Are they going to have 15 hits 10 more times this year, 12 more times? Because, man, they hit the ball. And that's what makes Home Run Riches even more exciting this year, because they hit the ball, man.
Yeah, it's been great watching the ball fly out of the park. And like we say, we've had a bunch of this burst of three home run games. We mentioned Mariana Johnson. You also got Melanie Bortle from Delta, Pennsylvania, won $2,000. Christopher Ruth from White Marsh, a $2,000 winner. And Gloria Massey from Lanham, a $2,000 winner for the three home runs. So
that's the
four
whole
games
state
in a row.
There.
Let's
and
see if we can maybe extend.
Everybody's in on this. Oakland and White Marsh. You've got everywhere in the state. You just
it's always
there.
Interesting to me to see where the winners are from. I'm looking at the rest of the games in April. We've got contestants of the game from District Heights, Sykesville, Baltimore, Chestertown, Great Mills, Tawnytown, Perryville, Silver Spring, St. Charles, all over the map. So a lot of fun, a lot of Orioles fans, and a lot of attention on this team as they get started hopefully on the way to another great season. It's going to be tough to top 101 wins, but they're certainly off to a great start.
Well, we talked a lot about the home runs and having fun, and every time Luke says they're hitting a lot of home runs, I'm like, they moved the fence back. You know, they moved the fence back significantly, but they're hitting them the other way. Load up on the left-handers, and, you know, I don't know if you know, Seth, but we've holiday, celebrate. So we're doing the holiday thing around here. At some point, he'll hit one, too. Seth Elkin is here. He is what is your official title? Chief Communications of the Vice President?
It's pretty close. Managing Director of Communications.
I knew it was communications. See, he's communicating with us and communicating through the language of Pac-Man. Roz hooked me up with these Pac-Man scratch-offs. We did have some winners last week at Fade Leagues on Friday. I had a guy I gave a ticket to. He came up to me, wanted me to cash it out for him. I'm like, no, I don't have $2. I can't do that. You know, but literally, and I did. I downloaded right on the spot. I downloaded the Maryland Lottery app, and I used it to say whether he wanted to know if he had won or not. And I said, give me a second here. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, sorry, not a winner. Second chance, you know, got all that going on. Tell me about the Pac-Man game a little bit, because I am giving these out. And I did have a guy ask me, did I win or not? I'm like, well, I'm not going to count the cherries, but let me just zap it the way my wife does with the app. So it's a little bit of a teaching point for me and for the audience, but I'll be giving these out. Greenmount Station and Greenmount Bowl on Wednesday before the Orioles-Angels game. And then on Friday, we'll be down at Fadley's at Lexington Market with Luke before the Oakland Athletics, the Sacramento Athletics come to town.
Well, we love these nostalgia tickets. And that's one of the great things about scratch-off tickets. And I think part of the reason that they are such a big part of our sales portfolio is they sell so well is because you're able to do things with the artwork and the designs of the tickets. You can base them on nostalgic things that people remember, like Pac-Man. I mean, last year, you remember we had a Frogger ticket. So again, harkens back to that early 80s video game thing that a lot of us remember. And Pac-Man taps into that as well. Maybe next year we do a Donkey Kong ticket. I don't know.
Whoa. That was my game there now. Little Mario jumping over the fireballs and going up the ladders. Do you know how much pizza I ate at Bricado's, a pizza at East Point Mall? How many quarters went into that machine? How many cannoli that I wound up? And here's the weird thing. And I said this to John when we started with Pac-Man. Like, I was an addict, right? Listening to Joan Jett and listening to Triumph at the arcade, playing Pac-Man, playing Mrs. Pac-Man. I was never a Galaga. I was never a Space Invaders. But, like, for me, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man was a gateway drug to Donkey Kong for me. But I played a lot of Donkey Kong. And then Burger Time. I owned the Burger Time machine. Like the kind of machine you're giving away, because right. We're going to talk about this and giving away big things and big prizes. By the way, I have a baseball idea before we leave, so we got to go back to baseball because I have a Home Run Riches idea for next year. But the Pac-Man thing, it's everybody's played Pac-Man. Like I when I give them out, people light up to get them. I was over at Costas 2 weeks ago while I wear my State Fair shirt, but I was over at Costas when I had a 10 times – winner when I did the show over there with John Allen. It was a $2 winner. They cashed it in to get a Pac-Man ticket because they love the Pac-Man tickets. They want to play this game.
It's those kinds of things are what will draw people to make a scratch-off purchase. So those licensed properties, when we're able to get access to them and use them, and it's the same thing, you know, with the Ravens tickets. People will buy a ticket because it has the Ravens logo on it, and also because they want to be part of that second chance contest that we talk about all the time. And Pac-Man, as you mentioned, has a second chance contest attached to it as well. We just gave away the first $2,500 prize. in the Pac-Man Second Chance contest. It's Amber Adams from Dundalk. Maybe you know her, right down the street.
I know an Adams family from Dundalk. Don't tell, I mean, I don't mean like not the Adams. Not I know the Adams family in Dundalk. I do know. I know several Adams families in Dundalk. So
She was our first $2,500 winner. We've got
another. They're all Oriole fans. Now that I'm thinking about it, like one of them's mom was an usher there forever, and the other one, he's over coaching UMBC soccer. But he's Dundalk.
There you go. That's we love giving away prizes to people you know.
Well, so, there you go. I feel like – so listen, I got to go backwards on the baseball thing here for just 1 minute because we're talking about home run riches, and I'm thinking about – you know people there. You're in, like, charge of communications, and I know John. I'll bring this up with him because I did think about this. So you have experiential things with football, like getting on the plane and stuff. I'm thinking we need more experiential baseball. I think I need to take BP at Camden Yard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking experiential now, you know? I think I don't want to pitch to Gunnar Henderson.
Ah, that, those are some great ideas.
Maybe I don't want to pitch to Gunnar Henderson, but maybe I want to.
not the way he's hitting. He's clubbing home runs left and right. I don't
think I began Wednesday morning show with Luke. I said, does your neck hurt? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, man, 15 hits, home runs, the neck's jerking back and forth like a tennis match. I said, you know, we're just hitting the baseball around here. What else is going on with the lottery other than Pac-Man and Donkey Kong maybe next year down the line? If you ever do Burger Time, I'm in. But I mean, but you are giving away the big machine, though, right?
I don't want to raise false hopes, so I don't know what our next video game tie-in will be. But we've had a lot of fun, certainly, with those. As you mentioned, we gave away Frogger arcade machines last year. We're going to give away a Pac-Man arcade machine. There's still two more drawings left in the Pac-Man Second Chance promotion. On May 6th, the deadline actually is May the 6th. On May 7th, we'll draw another $2,500 winner. And then your deadline to be in for that drawing for the arcade machine, the Pac-Man machine, is May 27th. And on May 28th, we will draw the Second Chance winner for that and give away a Pac-Man home arcade machine. So you'll know then whose house you need to go knock on the door of to go play some Pac-Man. How much fun?
Well, yeah, you know, I played a machine at the CFG Bank Arena a couple months ago. I was in their vault. They had this beautiful party room, and I got invited. Mike Rosenfeld, our partner here at Web Connection, who is our chief digital officer, my dude, invited me for it was at the Journey Toto concert, and I had a Pac-Man machine. It was brand new. You know, it's really a new machine, and it's like a new car. It smelled new, felt new. The joysticks really sticky on the new ones. You need to work the joystick needs to get broken in so you don't get caught. You know, because your mind's like, I want to go here, but the joystick doesn't do. You know, so you have to learn how to use the joystick. So that would be my warning for whoever wins the prize. Play it a lot. But this isn't one of the problems. Like you as a kid, if you had Baseball Reference instead of Baseball Digest, if I had a Pac-Man machine in my house in 1981. I wouldn't have a radio show right now. You know, that's all I'm saying. Seth Elkin, he is at the Maryland Lottery. They are kind enough to give us these Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away, as well as partnering with us for all the things we do from Ocean City to Oakland and Maryland Crab Cake Tour, moving that thing around. I'm setting up dates into May and into June right now. It's very exciting. Thomas Dolby's coming out and doing the show. We're going to be at Fadley's each and every Friday that the Orioles are home from 2 until 5. And we're live. Luke's going to join us as well. We had Sheila Dixon and Shannon Sneed last week running for public office. Doing a lot of that this month. Also doing a lot of Lift the City stuff as we get a whole lot more people. Even Seth Elkin, that famous Pirates fan, is going to go see the Orioles because home run riches. It is fun having like a really relevant baseball team when you love baseball, even if you're not an Oriole guy, right, Seth?
It really is. And I think just I've always sort of had a soft spot for the Orioles. I got one side of my family that's from here originally. So spent some time here as a little kid. And it was always fascinating to me back then because it was before interleague play. So I never got to see the American League teams unless I came here. And so I've always kind of enjoyed it. And of course, ever since the Camden Yards opened, I had a chance to go there in 92, the first year that it opened. I went to a game, and you're just taken with the place right from the beginning. There's not a bad seat in the house, and I've sat all over the place in there. And it's just a great park and a great experience. And even as we, I think we talked about this last year, the atmosphere there really ramped up. You could feel last year when you went that there was an extra charge, there was an extra energy, because people know that the team has built its way back to being a competitive team, to be a contending team and being relevant. And the product on the field is justifying the desire that people have to go out and catch a ball game. So it's a lot of fun to be part of that.
I'm Johnny Bravo and you now under new ownership here with Camden Yards behind me. And I'm thinking, you look, you know, you have Cal Ripken's hair. I'm just going to say you got his style. I would think you would look phenomenal in an 83 Cal Ripken throwback with a script Oriole on the front, like the Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken era, 83 Rick Dempsey. I think on a nice white, nice clean white home jersey for you. Little piping on there from the 80s and make you feel a little bit more at home with your Pirates thing from the 70s. I think you should go with that. What do you think?
I've thought about it. You know, they have the one that I like. They have a black batting practice jersey that says, or it doesn't have his name on it, but it says Orioles and number eight.
That's more 90s. Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's more.
I kind of like the look
of
that.
It matches the McDonald thing, but that's fine. Okay.
It matches the black of my Willie Stargell jersey. So, you know, I'm a little more
don't
at home.
Mention Stargell. Stick with Clemente and I will have, you know, I mean, just, yeah, don't mention Moreno to call. We don't talk about that around here. Seth Elkin is with the Maryland Lottery. He tries to torture me about 1979, as well as dropping 2 out of 3 two weekends ago. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery give me these Pac-Mans to give away. I still have one or two of the 10 times the cash as well. I just have lottery tickets. I'm the lottery guy now. I'll see you at Greenmount Station or Faithies. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. The hits keep coming. We're Baltimore Positive.